Oh, Carol, I'm just packing a few things to go camping for the weekend.
Oh, that's wonderful. Imagine the two of us alone in the wilderness, surviving by using our most basic instincts. And I can finally wear that suede vest I got at Marcello's.
Honey, I'm sorry, but I have to go alone.
You mean by yourself? Solo? Without me?
Yeah, that pretty much defines alone. Look, I'll just be gone for a couple of days. You know, I've been working on this latest sculpture of mine for over a month now, and I'm stuck. I need a change, a creative jumpstart.
Oh, it would be so romantic. The two of us sleeping under the stars, frolicking under a waterfall.
Eating pork and beans out of a can and checking sleeping bags for snakes.
Oh, poo.
Using a leaf instead of two-ply.
Take lots of pictures. I'll pack you a lunch.
Okay. Charlie?
Shh, not so loud.
What's going on?
Let's just say it involves a woman, an angry husband, and a broken barca lounger. I gotta get this guy to forget I exist. Carol, what do you usually do?
Come on, Charlie. How do you know he's really after you?
He told me if he got a hold of me, he'd cut off my hands, my ears, and anything else that comes in pairs.
Well, in that case, you have nothing to worry about.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes.
Honey, you've been saying that for 2 weeks. I just want Dr. Benson to take a look at you.
I'm sure it's nothing. He'll probably just tell me to rest it a couple of days.
Well, let's hope so. Emily, whatever possessed you to go rollerblading down a flight of stairs in the first place?
Well, if I say because everybody else was doing it, am I going to hear that stupid jumping off a bridge analogy again?
If everybody you know were dancing on a wet...
I'll be in the car.
Somebody needs to talk to her about this flagrant irresponsibility.
As if it would do any good. Come on, Emily is independent. She has a mind of her own. That's what makes her unique.
Really, Daddy? What makes me unique?
You?
Yes.
What makes you unique? Well... You have a way of...
Of what, Daddy? Of what?
You're persistent. That's right. You are the most persistent person I've ever known.
Persistent? That's my unique quality?
Yes, dear.
Be careful. Make sure that you have enough kindling and enough breadcrumbs to leave a trail. Remember, if a bear approaches you, do not look him directly in the eye. Or is that a coyote? Or maybe that's a mugger. You better play it safe. Do not look at anything.
Carol, it's not the Donner Pass. I'm barely leaving this zip code.
Wait, wait. Forget me not. Bye. What did Dr. Benson say?
Emily tore a ligament in her knee. She's going to need surgery.
It's not that serious.
Honey, it is serious.
Dad, it feels better already. Look, no kidding. Okay, I know myself. I listen to my body. And it's telling me there must be something else we could do besides surgery.
If you had said something sooner, there might have been an alternative, but it's too far along.
Emily,
no!
Emily, Emily. Oh.
nothing to be afraid of. Surgery is so advanced today. They take Mr. Laserbeam, just like in a science fiction movie, and then they cut a little hole in your knee and whoop, find the damaged tendon and whoop, Mr. Laser's absent. That's all.
Gee, could you talk down to me, Carol, so I can understand what you're saying?
Of course, I have read about cases where they boop the wrong tendon by mistake.
Carol!
They
just... That's enough booping for now. Come on, you stay right there. I'm going to give you something for the pain.
Why don't you just take her with you?
The McKeevers just in from Toronto, eh?
Hi.
Daddy, is he a homeless person?
No, I'm a sculptor.
What's that?
Well, I draw pictures and then I make statues that look like them.
That's your job?
You know, honey, like you do in art class.
Carrie,
draw a picture for the man, eh? Kid's an art machine.
Wonderful.
She's been doing it since she was a baby. Turns them out by the dozens. You can't even see our refrigerator anymore.
Great. Wow.
I drew the balloon so it looks like some of them are further away. That's called perspective.
Yeah, I know what perspective is. I'm sorry. I'm a little on edge. Back to work.
We don't want to bother you, eh?
Ah!
He's got a body in there.
Cool, let me see.
Come on, honey. We're never coming to the States again.
Charlie, what are you doing in there?
Well, I was sleeping.
Get out of there.
Look, I know what you're going to say. Okay, I lied. I don't know what you're going to say.
Why are you here?
Remember that husband I told you about? I saw him walking down the street with his wife on one shoulder and a crossbow on the other. Saw your trunk, it was open, I jumped in. So what is this, like a forest?
Okay, I came here to work, so get this straight. You are not to speak to me, you're not to look at me, I don't even want to know you exist until I put you back in the trunk for the ride home.
Guess I'll wait until later to tell him I threw up in a sleeping bag.
Doctor's office. Oh, hi, Lurleen. How are things back in Hickory? No, I'm sorry, no, Laverne's at lunch. Oh, sure, I'll give her a message. Hold on, just... All right, Dick, go ahead. Uncle Buford took a turn for the better. She'll be glad to hear that. What's wrong with him? It all began in 1953. And he started eating a lot of salt. Right out of the bag, huh? Why am I writing this down? Lurleen, dear, listen, I really have to go. Give my best to Buford. What, sir? No. Hi, Buford. Uh-huh, yeah, how are you? Still thirsty, huh? Yes, I promise. I'll make sure she calls back. All right. Bye-bye, Buford. Goodbye.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, baby. Oh, I'm glad you're here. Dr. Benson just set up your surgery schedule.
Oh, well, actually, Dad, this is what I wanted to talk to you about.
Look, good. Come. Sure. In here. There you go. Get up there. Get off that leg. Okay. What's up?
I've got great news. See, I talked to my friend Jolie, and she gave me the number of the orthopedic surgeon who did her brother's football knee.
Wait a minute here. You think I'll let somebody I don't even know perform surgery on my daughter?
Ah, no, that's the best part, Dad. I won't need surgery.
What?
Well, see, this doctor thinks that even at this point, the right exercise program will have the same effect, only it's safer. So I'm going to go with him instead of Dr. Benson.
I see. You're going to take the recommendation of your 23-year-old friend Jolie, who works at the video store, because if I remember correctly, she couldn't handle the responsibility of working at Denny's?
I mean, it's not like I got Dr. Foley's name off a flyer somebody left in my car. He must know what he's talking about. All the professional athletes go to him.
Emily, forget it, all right? If you wait too long to have this surgery, you can end up with permanent arthritis or even worse. Dr. Benson's your physician. Solar restored.
I don't think you understand. See, I didn't come here to ask your permission. I came here to tell you that I've made up my mind.
I can't believe that she would jeopardize her health like this.
I would never do that, Daddy.
Yeah, I know, dear.
But in all fairness, it is easy for a parent to see one child's positives when another child's done something wrong. However, Emily and I are different people, and just because you're furious at her... You are furious at her, aren't you, Daddy?
Well, I'm not furious. There's nothing wrong with getting a second opinion.
But you are disappointed in her, aren't you?
Well, she's a very bright girl.
Daddy, did I mention that I'm making everybody's Christmas presents by hand this year?
Oh, calm down, Dreyfus. Calm down. I'll take you for your walk. Come on. Susan, you gotta go.
Mr. Don?
Yes?
This is so stupid.
Emily, you are being childish. There are better ways to assert your independence than by endangering your health.
Well, Harry is not keeping a very open mind about this.
Listen to yourself. Do you honestly think that Daddy would ever do anything that wasn't in your best interest?
No, of course not. But he's got to understand that I need to make my own decisions.
Well, that's fine. As long as it's not a bad decision.
What would you do, Carol?
Well... I couldn't be so presumptuous as to tell you what to do. But if I could be so presumptuous, I would tell you that I think you're letting your ego cloud your knee.
Carol, the only thing clouding me is my fear of surgery. I mean, Mr. Laserbeam might have a happy face, but he's still going to be cutting a hole in Mr. Knee.
Emily, nobody likes surgery, but consider the consequences if you don't.
All right, all right, I'll think about it. You know, it's funny. I would have thought somebody like you would be afraid of surgery.
No, I am. I'm petrified. Hospitals can be very dangerous places. I just saw in the news yesterday that a woman went in for a simple tummy tuck. They mixed her up with another patient, and next thing she knew, they were slicing...
Carol, please!
Look what the little Canadian girl did, eh? She painted the entire forest. See how the light filters through the trees? And look at the reflection on...
Would you get that away from me?
That's it. I'm finished. Done. My career is over.
Well, maybe Carol's right. This could just be a phase you're going through.
I've had phases before. It's never been like this. Nah, maybe I'll come up with something tomorrow. I'm just going to unroll my sleeping bag and try and get some rest.
I got a better idea. What do you say we have something to eat? I'm starving.
You ate all my food on the way up, remember?
Right. Well, let's go out. There's got to be a restaurant around here somewhere.
Charlie, I'm not going anywhere. I just want to close my eyes, focus my thoughts, and try and get my creative juices flowing.
Excuse me. I'm afraid I'm going to have to get my daughter's painting back. She just sold it.
Excuse me?
The guy in the Winnebago bought it for $800.
Come on, Charlie, let's get out of here.
Where?
Anywhere, just away from little Miss Picasso here.
May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here to see Dr. Foley. I called earlier. Dr. Harry Weston.
Oh, you're Emily's father. Well, she is so delightful. Some people just brighten up a room when they enter it, don't they? Reminds me of my cousin Danelle from Charlottesville.
That's it?
Pardon?
Aren't you going to tell me about Danelle's goiter or how your Uncle Beecher has won the hot coasting contest 6 years in a row?
My family's in real estate. Besides, I wouldn't bother anybody with my personal business.
Are you happy here?
Why, yes.
So I was just checking.
I'll let the doctor know you're here.
Well, thank you.
So I'm caught in between two of them. I try to put a move on them, but they've got me boxed out.
All right. Oh, excuse, You know what the Lakers? You're Jack Haley!
Yes, sir.
Well, hi. Well, yeah, this is nice to meet you. I'm Harry Weston. Sorry. It's a great game last night. Were you guys talking about that shot in the fourth quarter that put the game into overtime?
Actually, I was talking about trying to change sneaker endorsements. That was a good game, though. Yes.
Hi, Jack. I'll be with you in just 1 minute. Dr. Weston.
Hi, yes.
I'm Dr. Foley. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Come on to my office.
Thank you.
There. Just come on. Glad you came by. Have a seat.
Oh, thank you. Well, I guess I should just get right to the point. You see, I have a very close friend of mine who's an orthopedic surgeon. That's Dr. Steve Benson.
Well, Dr. Benson's a very talented orthopedist.
Oh, you know him. Mm-hmm. Well, then you probably know that in cases such as Emily's, he recommends surgery.
I understand your concern. If it were my daughter, I wouldn't want her going to someone I didn't know, undergoing some new treatment program I was unfamiliar with.
You see, we've been told that at this stage, if she doesn't have the surgery, her condition could worsen.
I honestly don't think that'll occur with the program we've developed. But don't get me wrong, surgery will solve Emily's problems, but I think we can solve it, too, without the trauma.
Well, with all due respect, that's your opinion.
I'll tell you what. Stay here. Have a look at some of the research in these case studies. See what you think.
All right.
I'm going to have a minute with Jack, and then maybe we can chat some more.
All right.
Dr. Weston, I know this is a difficult decision. Take your time.
Can I get you something, Doctor?
No, thank you, Lee. I'm fine.
You know, what you said out there got me thinking. I do have a story about my family. You know, it's funny, but I never told a story about them before. It must be something about you that brings out the story in a person. It all started with the Merlot twins. They got their heads stuck in a drain pipe.
I'll see you back at the tent.
You've seen too many bad 60s movies. Sure, bikers have a reputation for being mean, but underneath, they're really sensitive. Especially their women. Watch. Look, I could give you some wine and buy you a couple of drinks, but I'm going to be totally honest here. I cried during The Little Mermaid.
That's my old lady you're talking to.
She's your mom? God, she looks great. She does step aerobics or something, huh?
My mom? It's my girlfriend, you twerp.
Well, that makes more sense.
What are you, some kind of comedian?
No, but thanks. I get that a lot. What are you, a biker?
Excuse me, guys. My friend didn't mean anything, and I'm really sorry if we've inconvenienced you at all, so we'll just be moving along.
Where are you going? Don't you want to stay and have a drink?
Well, we'd love to, but I'm sure that you and your girlfriend here have a big night ahead of you.
That's my mother.
Oh, God.
It's not you. I can't tell either.
You saying you can't tell the difference between my old lady and my mama?
No, no, never. Absolutely
not. Maybe you like my little pool.
I'm gonna die.
Whatever you do, don't hurt his hands.
But this man happens to be a great artist, so go ahead, break his ribs, punch the side of his head in, cut him with a broken
Okay, they get the point.
An artist, huh? So do you do those cartoony pictures of people?
Well, actually, I'm more of an abstract sculptor. Yeah, I do those cartoony pictures of people.
Could you do one of me? You know, with one of those really big heads?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. Whoa. What do you want to be doing in the picture?
Huh?
Like, what are your hobbies?
Oh, well, I like tennis.
Okay, tennis.
Yeah, you see how the racket's farther away? They call that perspective. Just supposed to be me?
Yes. I like it.
He likes it. So, do you think you could do one of me as a surfer?
Sure. You'd look great on a boogie board.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
I know what my next sculpture's gonna be, Charlie. I'm unblocked. This is great. It worked. I owe you one, man.
Patrick?
Yeah?
You just kissed me in front of a bar full of bikers.
Hi, Emily, dear. Glad you're here. I'd like to have a little talk with you.
Look, Dad, I know what you're going to say, and you're right. It was wrong of me not to trust you just to try to prove some stupid point. So I...
Emily. You know, when your mother died, I was so worried about you guys, about what help I could be all by myself. You were so innocent, and Barbara was so wild, and Carol was so... So...
Persistent?
Exactly. But then I soon realized that you needed the least help from me because you've always been very independent. I remember once when you were about 2 years old, Carol brought you to school as part of her science project.
I was part of Carol's science project?
Yeah, you think it was on Freud's pyramid of concept formation.
Yeah, well, Carol was always a little advanced for her age.
I'll say. Barbara's project was called Squirrels, Don't Pet Them. Anyway, somehow during Carol's presentation, you wandered off. Disappeared. Your mother and I were going crazy looking for you. Finally found you in the car, sitting there, turning all the radio stations. And I'll never forget that look on your face was... What's all the fuss about?
I still don't like the music you listen to.
Yeah, I understand how important your independence is to you, and I respect that.
Thanks.
Come on.
Where are we going?
Well, you don't be late for your first session with Dr. Foley.
You're kidding. What made you change your mind?
Yeah, I went to see him.
You did?
And I really wrestled with this when I studied both sides, and I have to admit, your Dr. Foley's results... Very impressive.
I'm glad you liked him.
He also came highly recommended by someone I respect.
Who?
You. Dodo.
Nice depth, Mad Dog. Ooh, watch your legs, Doris, there, Slash. Hey, good composition, Tiny.
Thank you. Hey, if I catch you copying one more time, I'm gonna bust your head open.
Yeah.